On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Greengrove, Durham Fennec, here talking about my new album of Isthmus.
Well, let's talk about of Isthmus, and I always have a lot of trouble saying that word. It's such a hard word to say.
Yeah, it is. Like, whenever I've been talking to people about it, I've found it like, it is a bit of a tongue twister of a word, eh?
It is. I had to also like Google, where does Isthmus? Like, where does that come from? And it's a Greek word, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't actually know whether it's a Greek word or not. I just knew about the word itself and the practical application of it relative to like a strip of land with sea on either side. But is it a Greek word?
I think so. Yeah.
Right.
Describing exactly that.
Right. Yeah, no, I've just heard the word before, and it made sense relative to this album, so I thought it fit nicely, because the album was created in Tamaki Makaurau, which is an isthmus itself, and then also Whangaruru up north, which is another isthmus, and so yeah, that made sense for the album.
How would you describe this album as a whole?
Kind of a meditative ambient album, one which I tried to approach kind of minimally. I wanted to let the kind of space speak for itself, and so I tried not to add too many elements to each song and just tried to let it flow and develop, and yeah, just with the idea that maybe the brain can kind of like interact with the music or the outside world while you're listening to it. So yeah, that's why I feel like most of the tracks are quite relatively minimal. There's not heaps going on within all of them.
Yeah, I think it also works well with, you know, 2020 being such a stressful year, but this is like, you know, the opposite. It is like a de-stress kind of way. I don't know, when I listen to it, I do feel a little bit less stressed, and it's relaxing, and it's, yeah, as you said, it's meditative, and I think it is like a awesome album to release during times where people are very stressed this year.
Yeah, I felt like it was suitable. I think it's a bit of a departure from what previous Greengrove stuff has sounded like, but it felt natural for me to create, and I think that it is, when I thought about putting it out, I thought it would be appreciated, because it is, has been a heavy time for everyone, and I think any kind of break you can get from that is nice.
First track is One. What's the story behind that one?
One is like, kind of includes one of the common themes within the album, which is water. It has like a sound recording that I did when I was up north recording the album, just exploring around rocks close to the beach where I was at. And it's just a repetitive, has that one main motif which is repeated throughout the song, and it's just kind of a repetitive journey.
Thank you. You know, you're relating your music to water elements. And the second track is Bubs, where, you know, you've got bubbles going on. Mm. And I find that pretty interesting.
Mm.
Can you tell me a bit about that one?
So Bubs is another journey through kind of a water space. I think this one's more submerged within the water, kind of relative to swimming or something like that. Yeah, combining the synthetic elements used on my keyboard, like creating a digital soundscape, as well as some more recordings that I've taken kind of mixed in really, really softly, lowly. Thank you. Vornink is a song that I dedicated to my auntie who basically had me house at her house at the start of the year when I started making that album. I was in kind of like a bit of a rough space, and she extended her house to me and let me stay in her apartment for 2 months, which was amazing. And I wrote this track kind of with her in mind, and it's a bit of a dedication to her. SH2 is a track, this is the oldest track on the album. I made this one, I started it quite a long time ago with the intent of just doing like a two track improvised recording. I then kind of brought it back when I was making the rest of the album and added some more elements to it, but more or less it's a two-take song written with an SH32 synthesizer module, which was a really fun module that I borrowed a while ago. Yeah, Mog's House was the last. It's the last track on the album and the last track I wrote. I wrote this with my friend Emma Hall Phillips. She does the vocal parts in it, and she did some of the kind of the keyboards, choosing the keyboard sounds and stuff like that. This one's more of a dedication to the house that we moved into recently, and also a song that I wrote for a DJ mix that she never made.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.